B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's get our first guest in here. Good to talk to Zach Ertz. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Zach, how are you managing in these troubled times?
Yeah, you know, obviously, we're all doing everything we can. Crazy time. A lot of unknown, a lot of doubt that is able to creep in. But you just got to keep the perspective, man, that we're going to get through this. No matter how long it takes, we're going to get through this, and we're going to be better because of it.
You know, football is still in everybody's mind because it's so far away that we can't imagine the football season being canceled. But we have all these sports in front of us, and even baseball is going to be delayed, and we don't know when that's going to start. It looks like football's still going to come back. How are you guys looking at this situation as far as your upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of taking it as we hear and gather more information. I mean, there's still a lot of decisions to be made before the season starts. Off season was supposed to start April 20th for us. I think that's going to be delayed indefinitely is how they portrayed it to us. So there's a little bit of limbo, but honestly, there's not much we can do right now except do everything we can to beat this virus and listen to our lawmakers in terms of the social distancing and trying to help our front line in the hospitals by doing all the stuff that they ask us to do.
What are you doing? You're obviously they're cloistered. Where, are you in town here? Are you somewhere else? Like, what's your everyday, how do you proceed?
Yeah, so we're in Philly right now, my wife and I, Julie, obviously. And it's been tough in terms of the workout portion, but we're just doing everything we can. A little home workout set up out here. We did a little yoga session the other day together. So obviously the workouts, not as easy to accomplish, but we're still trying to find ways. The silver lining in all of this is Julie and I are actually able to be together for an extended period of time with no hard end date. So that's kind of, I feel like that's a blessing for us to really just kind of pour into one another in this time. And so we're trying to take advantage of it.
You're lucky in a lot of respects that your wife is a supreme pro athlete. And so that's what you guys do. But I'm thinking about your teammates because, you know, football players, probably more than anybody, except maybe basketball players and the cardiovascular, you guys have to work out daily. I mean, you can't let yourself sit around. So, you know, what are your teammates doing? Have you been in contact with any of them? What's their routine?
Yeah, so a lot of guys are just kind of setting up home gyms, whether it be ordering weights, doing everything they can to possibly stay in shape. And obviously they kind of experienced this somewhat during the 2011 lockout, where guys weren't able to go into the building to train. And obviously I don't know the stats. I was in the league back then, but I don't think it affected the season. So I'm sure guys are still finding ways, doing everything they can to be in the best shape that they can be.
Talking to Zach Ertz and Philadelphia Eagles. And Zach, of course, you have the Ertz Family Foundation, which is a great thing that you guys are doing. And you just donated $100,000 to Phil Abundance. And these funds are going to provide meals to those in need during the COVID-19 outbreak. Tell me a little bit about that and your mindset in doing this.
Yeah, so Julie and I, when this stuff was all going down last week, we did a lot of research on what would be the biggest impact that we could make in our city. And just talking to people, talking to Phil Abundance, we felt that partnering with them, with their reputation in the city, was the best way to go about this. So we decided to donate $100,000 because they're already into their reserve food supplies for the city, and we're only in late March. So we felt like it was going to be the greatest impact. The way that the dollar is used goes a long way with them. I think it's only $15 to feed a family of four for 4 days and $25 to feed a family of four for 8 days. So the dollar goes a long way. And so we just wanted to do all this research to make an educated decision and also educate my teammates and some of the other people that would be willing to partner with us. I'm sure you saw Jason Kelce partnered with us, partnered with Phil Abundance, excuse me. He donated $100,000. Connor Barwin donated $25,000. So our goal was not only to make an impact, but also gain as much knowledge and share that knowledge to people that were in similar situations.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, and to do this, to donate, I get $15, one shelf stable box of four meals for family of four, $25, one shelf stable box of eight meals for family of four. You go to philabundance.org/volunteer to earn more. Now, you've always been conscious, a charity conscious. Where does that come from, giving back to the community?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. You know, obviously, Philadelphia means the world to my family, and we've been here for going on 8 years now, and we just feel the love each and every day we've been here, and we feel the love, not only the 16 Sundays in the fall, but each and every day we've been in the city. So we really try and give that love back to the city, and also our faith has been a driving force behind this, just understanding that we've been given a huge platform and really be able to shed the light in our communities, in Philadelphia in particular. So I think it's twofold for sure.
Let me ask you a question, because I can talk to you about anything. You're a smart guy, and we were just talking about a situation with the 76ers where they were going to cut salaries for their employees. What do you think the personal responsibility of people who actually are fairly affluent, and I'm talking about the high-priced pro athlete, the owners especially of these sports teams, what is their responsibility during these times as far as charity goes?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's a tough question because, you know, everyone has their own story. Everyone's got their own financial decisions to make. And so I think it would be unfair for me to sit up here acting like I have all the answers in the world for each and every specific person's situation. It does sound like the Sixers are kind of going back on that decision to kind of cut the wages by 20%. So I do kind of applaud them for that. But I think everyone's got their own decisions to make, and everyone's got to do their own research. They got to talk to their own people, and I think come up with the decision that makes the most sense for them personally. But like I said, I think it would be unfair for me to kind of give this broad stroke answer for everyone.
That's fair enough. We're talking to Zach Ertz. Let's talk a little bit about the team and what they've done so far. Added a good cornerback and a good defensive tackle, and are shifting some things around. What do you think they've done so far, and what do you anticipate in the future as far as this team building?
Yeah, I think, I'm excited. Obviously, we've identified some key players, some really talented football players. Darius Slay, we were the same draft class back in 2013, so I've known him for a long time, heck of a football player. We've had our battles throughout the year, so I know he's going to help us a lot immediately. Some of the other defensive pieces are going to be huge. I feel like benefits for our football team and Hargrave and some of the other, the linebacker and the safety that we signed. So I'm excited. Unfortunately, I don't know exactly when I'm going to be able to meet all these people and interact with them and see kind of their work ethic, and ultimately their training habits and how they fit into the culture, but I know how he's doing his thing, doing everything he can to vet all these guys, and I feel like we got better this offseason as a football team.
All right, now, but also a very important player is gone, and I'm wondering how teammates felt about Malcolm Jenkins not being re-signed here and being allowed to go to New Orleans.
I mean, obviously, we want all our guys to stay for as long as we can. Malcolm is one of the best, not only football players I've been around, but probably the best leader I've been around, in terms of just his ability to communicate the demands, the standards, and ultimately upholding those standards for the guys and him really embodying those standards first and foremost. And so, we lost a really good player, but it also allows some of the young guys to kind of step up and assume more of a leadership role. But it's not easy losing Malcolm. I mean, there's no other way to put it, but I am confident in the guys that we signed. And like I said, I feel like we got better as a football team this offseason, but I'm going to miss Malcolm. I know for a fact he got me better as a football player going against him each and every day in practice. So I'm excited for when we're able to play each other in the game against the Saints.
All right, the last question, and this is on that note, because Malcolm Jenkins leaving, it really is an example of sometimes how the NFL could be a business. Now, you're not a dope, so you know what the story is as far as how teams handle players. And you've probably heard some things about, well, the Eagles are deep at that position. We're trying to get younger. We're trying to lower our salary structure to retool. Does that weigh on you at all?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, I think I'm gonna be in, I want to be in Philadelphia my entire career. I've been vocal about that since the get-go. Obviously, it is a business, and sometimes things happen that are out of your control. But my goal right now is to be a Philadelphia Eagle for a long, long time. My family loves it here. I love playing here. I want to go down as one of the best Eagles to ever play. So obviously, it's a business. Guys above me have to make those decisions, people in those positions, like Howie or Doug or Mr. Lurie. They're going to do everything they can to make Philadelphia Eagles better. And I think in the long term that I'm going to be in those plans, because I'm not going to let my standards drop by any means. But it is a business, and you do understand that as well.
All right, brother. Listen, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Keep doing the great work you and Julie are doing, and we'll catch up later.
All right, Mike. Take care.
All right. There he is. Zach Ertz on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.